Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langbade, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langbade in Sebewing, across from Luke's Market. Emergency responders in Elkton are being credited with helping save a life of a local soccer player after a medical emergency during a weekend game. Police say the incident happened shortly after 7:30 p.m. Saturday evening at the Village soccer fields when a 31-year-old man suddenly collapsed while playing. Witnesses immediately called 911 and began CPR before officers arrived. Elkton Police Officer Cool responded to the department's automated external defibrillator, or AED, and delivered a shock into the man after assessing the situation. Authorities say the man regained a pulse and began breathing on his own moments later. Huron County EMS crews then transported the victim to Scherer Hospital. Police say he was conscious and alert upon arrival at the hospital. Elkton Police Chief Scott Jobe says the quick actions of bystanders performing CPR along with the rapid use of the AED played a critical role in the man's survival. And it was announced that two Thumb counties received funding from the Michigan Horse Racing Advisory Commission, or HRAC. The Huron County's Fair Association, BADAC, was awarded $15,000 for track maintenance. Also, the Tuscola County Fair Association in Caro received $23,500 for track maintenance. Overall, the HRAC awarded a total of $125,000 to support the six projects in the state. The Equine Grant Program was established by the Horse Racing Law of 1995 and supported by the HRAC to provide grants. When we come back from this Farmers Insurance Amanda Langmaid sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
This is Amanda Langmaid, agent owner here at Farmers Insurance in Sebewing. I know there's a lot going on these days. As a farmer's agent, I understand what you're going through, and I am here to help. Whatever your specific needs may be, I'd be happy to walk you through the process so you can get back to what you really care about. Because with times like this, you should be able to focus on what really matters. I'm ready to help you choose the best insurance options for what you personally need.
To learn more about the best insurance for your budget, call Amanda Langmaid of Farmers Insurance in Sebewing, 989-704-3409, 989-704-3409.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. During National Police Week, U.S. Representative Kristen McDonald-Rivett announced new federal funding aimed at boosting law enforcement technology across mid-Michigan. The city of Saginaw is set to receive $375,000 as part of a larger $1 million allocation included in the latest federal spending package. According to the announcement, the funding will help the Saginaw Police Department expand its use of license plate reader cameras and other investigative technology designed to assist officers in identifying suspects and tracking criminal activity throughout the city. Police Chief Bob Ruth says the department has spent the past several years building a network of specialized surveillance cameras with the help of federal assistance. He says the latest funding will allow the city to continue expanding those tools as part of ongoing efforts to improve public safety and support criminal investigations. The chief also noted the department is continuing to work on staffing levels. As of early May, Saginaw Police reported having 64 officers on the force, with hopes of growing that number to around 70 officers in the coming months. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing, across from Luke's Market.